This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
AAA is projecting that gas prices will hit a national average of $6 a gallon.
You can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin.
Boogeyman! You nail the window shut! I'll get the gun!
With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense. Your answers are insulting.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Let no one make a mistake. The meaning of this historic day.
For the first time, all 50 states now have an average price of $4 for a gallon of unleaded gas.
There are other reasons, but I think the main reason has to do with President Biden's energy policy. We know now, after 14 months, that President Biden's energy policy is wind, solar, and wishful thinking.
Well, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other. And see which gets filled first.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. It's playing at the Fox Run Theater in Newington, New Hampshire. Then other people are saying they can't find it between Lebanon and Keene. Well, it's more of a rural area, and Keene is a college town. It's around close to Amherst. I think it's playing somewhere in Happy Valley. Hadley. It's playing in Hadley, a stone's throw from Amherst. Can't get much more liberal than that. So try and get out and see it. It is worth seeing for sure. You know, someone just asked me a question, 508. The last caller was talking about George Kavarian, D. Papageno's, and he said, who was bigger in their prime, George Kavarian or Jerry Nadler? Oh, I don't think there's too much. It had to be Kavarian. Kavarian weighed, I think, close to over 400 pounds in his, if you want to call it his prime. We called him.
Going by strictly weight or BMI? Because Nadler is probably a great deal shorter.
I think. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I would say Kavarian probably was 5'9 or 5'10. Whereas what is Nadler?
5'3.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Nadler could be Mr. 5x5 then. 5'3". I didn't realize he was that short. I go with pure weight, though. I'd go with Kavarian. Kavarian, we started calling him D. Papageno's. I'll just tell this story very briefly. He lived in Everett, which is not very far from the State House, as the crow flies. And so, but he couldn't get from the State House home to his house in Everett without having a snack. He had to have a snack somewhere in that 5-6 mile commute. So he used to stop at the Papageno's in Charlestown. And so he got into the habit of parking in the handicap parking space. And he had that big speaker plate on his car. It said speaker. So it wasn't pretty easy to see him. Plus once he got out of the car, you knew who he was.
Easier to see him then.
So one day he gets out of the car and he goes in and he's ordering, a couple of subs and a pizza to go, something to get him to that last 2 or 3 miles to his house. And some guy comes in, just a townie in a foul mood and just says, hey, is there some fat bastard that parked in the candy cap parking space? And then, Kavarian turns around and the guy starts screaming at him and all this. We tried like hell to get the surveillance video, Taylor, but we never could. We never would have had any sound anyway, but we just tried to get it for laughs. And from then on, he was always D. Papageno's.
Did you have to leave the restaurant with a duffel bag of food?
Yeah, he I told you, he used to go, he also told a story, he used to go to Kelly's on Revere Beach. And he would order like tons of food, and then he would order like 2 or 3 Diet Cokes. And then as soon as he got outside, he'd throw two of the Diet Cokes away because he just didn't want everybody to know he was. It was like a disease. it is like a disease, I guess. And he, you know, he, for a while he took it off and then he put it back on. It was kind of a sad story, but he, you know, he didn't much like me for some reason. I don't know. I can't imagine why. Anyway, time for the chump line.
It's beginning to look a lot like Caracas. All the shelves are bare.
Like to issue a warning to all the animals in the Franklin Park Zoo. Take cover! The Providence Zoo, take cover! The Stoneham Zoo!
The Botox Queen says heads are gonna roll because the baby formula shortage is out of control. Children starving in disgrace, says this two-face, while at the same time saving abortion is her number one goal.
That's a good point, Limerick guy. She's very concerned about the babies, but she's not too concerned about the babies that are still in the womb. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Mass. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beers, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill. That's grill with an E, tapcitygrill.com.
Joe Biden's approval rating is only 39%. And that's including the 10% for the big guy.
Actually, I think it's below that now. I think I think he would think that 39% was he was on the comeback trail.
When your babies run out of formula, let them eat cake.
My daughter is trying to wean the kid off of so much formula. She took a picture last night. He was in his high chair, Taylor, and she had a in his little kitty bowl, she had a strawberry, and he was just, I mean, it's huge for him, you know.
Right
And he's just looking at it like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Is he grabbing food on his own yet?
Yeah, he's starting to. Yeah, but I mean, a strawberry is, it's
a foreign object.
It's too compact. You
right.
know, it's not like
it's dense.
Crushed mangoes or crushed peaches.
Oh, my gosh. Half of Joe Biden's Twitter followers are fake bots. I bet his 40,500,000 voters are really pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of telling, isn't it, that half of his Twitter followers turn out to be fake. It leads you to think about other issues, doesn't it?
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that I'll soon be declaring a state of emergency in the Commonwealth because of monkeypox. If you don't socially distance, wear a mask, install more plexiglass, and avoid indoor dining after 9 p.m., the monkeypox could cross-mutate with COVID and black toe in a giant puddle and be spread by a murder hornet. This monkeypox is driving me bananas.
By the way, in case anyone hasn't seen, this is really wonderful news. You wonder about what you're going to read this summer. Charlie Parker has a book out. He's a new book out. Coming out on May 24th. I looked it up on Amazon after I read about it this morning. Boy, does it sound exciting. It reminded me of, everybody that was commenting below saying, I thought the guy was governor. When the hell did he find time to write a book? And the same thing happened with Weld back in, who was the governor back in 1990 to 96 or so. He came into a hearing, one of the mob hearings. He was testifying. And so after he testified, He was talking to us reporters outside the courtroom, and we said, "What have you been doing lately, Governor?" And he said, "Well, I've been trying to write a book, you know, but," he said, "it's tough. It's tough because I don't have as much free time as when I was governor."
What a terrible name for the book, too. Have you seen it?
What is it?
Results: Getting Beyond Politics to Get Important Work Done.
So it's in the fiction section.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know,
a leader's guide to executing change and delivering results, Governor Charlie Baker, one of the most popular governors in the U.S., with a reputation for getting things done.
Yeah, just ask everybody at the Holyoke Nursing, at Holyoke Soldiers Home. God, how ridiculous is that?
The real replacement theory Democrats are worried about is a theory they're going to get totally shellacked in November.
Yeah, that's the main one. And again, Nadler and Maloney, the other Maloney, Carolyn Maloney, are going at one another. I guess when they put them together in the congressional districts in Manhattan earlier this week, Nadler announced he was running for Maloney's seat before he told Maloney. He just put it out on Twitter and didn't bother to call her. They're all offended at one another. Richie Torres, the black gay congressman, is very angry at the other Maloney, Sean Patrick Maloney, for saying he's going to run against the other black gay Democrat, Mondaire Jones, and he's calling him a racist. Don't you hate it when Democrats turn on Democrats?
Pennsylvania's going to recount the ballots. What a surprise. A Democrat might win the Republican primary.
I really thought Dinesh might have an opinion on what's going on there. I mean, it is kind of up in the air. I don't know. Why are they postponing the vote? These are two Republicans, both of whom claim that they have absolute loyalty to the great MAGA king. What do the Democrats care? What's the steal here?
Hey, Howie, the government's getting involved in gas pricing. I mean, that worked so good in 1974.
Worked so good with everything. Remember the price of hamburger. Somebody was saying today, too, you know, says this reminds me of the 70s. The only problem is that with the barcoding, I can't go into the supermarket and peel off all the stickers like I used to. Boy, I've been there, I'll tell you. That's what I used to do. I kept my fingernails long before I went down on my Saturday shopping trip to the Stop and Shop in Union Square, Somerville.
Speaking of stickers, I went by my gas station this morning.
Yes.
My sticker is gone.
It is?
Yeah.
Why didn't you ask me for another one?
You've got a stash more?
I've got a few more. I got a few left. I kept a few with me from the remote last week.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The number to call if you want to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message, you just like to hear a second Chump Line, you can always listen to Chopped Chumps. We post Chopped Chumps at around 7 o'clock every weeknight Eastern Time. And you can get Chopped Chumps, all new messages, all the messages that didn't make the Chump Line that you just heard. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by the Tap City Grill on Main Street in Hyannis, Mass. In addition to great food, they have an incredibly diverse selection of both draft and bottled beer, many brewed right here in New England. The Tap City Grill is located at 586 Main Street in downtown Hyannis on beautiful Cape Cod. Check them out at Tap City Grill with an E. That's grill with an E, tapcitygrill.com.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that I'll soon be declaring a state of emergency in the Commonwealth because of monkeypox. If you don't socially distance, wear a mask, install more plexiglass, and avoid indoor dining after 9 p.m., the monkeypox could cross-mutate with COVID and black toe in a giant puddle and be spread by a murder hornet. This monkeypox is driving me bananas.
And maybe I'll see you at Lieutenant Governor Polito's big party on the shores of scenic Lake Quinsigamon. None of this applies to her, of course. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
But we're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza dream sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be victorious in Pennsylvania's recount, Dr. Mehmet Oz or David McCormick?
I'm going to say Dr. Oz.
67% say Oz.
All right. 844-500-4242. We talked about the rash of assaults in Boston public schools by Chromebooks, or students wielding Chromebooks, I should say. Officer Mark says, were these high-capacity assault Chromebooks? Now we'll need concealed carry Chromebook permits. But as an earlier texter said, this is just going to lead to the issuance or the prevalence of ghost Chromebooks. That's what people will use, yes. 844-500-4242, 339, you sticker hoarder. I had hundreds. I was given hundreds of them by a guy named Darren last week, and they went very quickly. So I stashed a few, I must say. But most of them are gone now. 844-500-4242. What kind of book did Governor Weld write? He wrote a couple of books, but he wrote these kind of strange books. He wrote about these towns in that were flooded for the Quabbin Reservoir back in the 30s. And this was when Curley was governor back like 34, 35. And he had everybody in the towns, he said, was riding around in buggies, horse-drawn buggies. Very, very weird stuff. I don't know. Anyway, 844-500-4242. He was very amused that he could write more when he was governor than when he was in private law practice because he had a lot more time on his hands. But I guess this same is true for Charlie Parker. He'll have a big high-paying job with some company like Pfizer shortly. Lucille, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lucille.
Howie, remember me from the 90s? I called you up because I took a dozen homeless people from the Common to George Kavarian's to enjoy the feast of Christmas. He had his underlings remove me, and I said, what's wrong with the fat man? He ain't got the cannolis to do it himself. I said, Howie, these are my exact words to you in the 1990s. Howie, where do I tell you? He's so fat. When he looks down, he can't see his gumazigama, his whatchamacallit.
Yeah. George Kavarian. I am not a hack. You are not a hack. We ought not be treated as such. I don't know where the hell that went. We were lucky to save Joe Early over as the time went on. 781, these students can just purchase different Chromebooks using the Chromebook Show loophole. At least those computers weren't desktops. Yeah, you can make a lot of jokes about this. 844-500-4242. We're going to check in with Brandon when we come back, and we'll take more of your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're looking around to see if we can find that George Kavarian sound cut. I don't know. Maybe not today. Maybe sometime in the future. I just gave Taylor my last. I did that. If someone wants to bring some more to Portsmouth of Toyota tomorrow so we can pass them out. We love passing them out. They're great, great gifts. Anyway, then that's where we'll be. Grace and I will both be at Portsmouth of Toyota tomorrow from noon to 6. By the way, if you're worried about the high gas prices again for the 10th day in a row, an all-time high, it probably it'll be eclipsed tomorrow, but today is the highest gas price in American history. And if you're worried about how you're going to pay for it, you have a chance to win $50. All you got to do is go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your name on our email list. That's no obligations. Just put your name on the email list, and you will be entered to win $50 a day from Grace and I. We're both giving away $50 on our show for gas money or for anything else. All you have to do to enter and to win is to get your name on the email list. And as long as it's on the email list, you're entered to win. And can I have the drum roll, please? Today's winner is Karen from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. Karen, you have won $50 for gas from Howie. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow with instructions on how to claim your victory.
I won! The money is mine. I have the money. The money is mine. I got it.
Karen's a winner. Karen's a winner, and you can get on tonight or right where you are now. If you can enter your name on the list, and you'll be entered to win for tomorrow. We give away $50 a day, both shows every weekday. 844-500-4242. 8617, wife and I just decided to run an errand in my truck. Noticed I was down to half a tank, pulled into the 7-Eleven to fill up. Regular unleaded is now up to $4.69 a gallon. Wife's car takes premium unleaded. Hers is up to $5.49 a gallon. This cannot continue. Yeah. 844-500-4242. Someone that wants to ban the Chromebooks of war. Those Chromebooks are only used as Chromebooks of war, and that we need common sense Chromebook reform.
Those high RAM capacity Chromebooks.
By the way, for those of you who wanted to date AOC, it's too late, I guess. Well, it's not too late, but she's engaged. She's engaged. The you know the old saying, left at the altar? The New York Post headline in the story about her announcement of her engagement on Twitter was, leftist at the altar. All right, 844-500-4242. So before he's leaving, maybe he's already left for Asia. Brandon. And before he left, though, he met with the presidents of Finland and Sweden who want to join NATO. And so he had to introduce them. And of course, he had to butcher their names and both names, actually. Cut to.
President Niinistö, you are and Prime Minister Anderson, you're it's a great honor to have both of you here at the White House.
Niinistö, it's Niinistö, I guess. And they got Anderson. And there were some birds that flew over, too, in case you didn't hear that. There are always a few birds out of there. Cut five.
I welcome Sweden and Finland choosing that responsibility as well.
Finland is a fine land. It's a fine Finland. Let's hear that one again.
I welcome Sweden and Finland choosing that responsibility as well.
Cut six.
There's nothing going to be missed, as my mother would say, between the cup and the lip. We're in once it is moving forward. I really mean it.
I don't know what the hell that means, though. He can really mean it, but I don't know what the hell it means. Do you know what it means?
Sounds like nothing's going to be spilled, nothing's going to be missed, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, applying to NATO, how does that relate to not spilling anything out of a cup or a glass?
They're going to make sure that senators vote the right way to recommend the accession. I don't know. That's not the first time he's mentioned lips this week. That's probably about the third time.
I know, but none of it has made any sense.
They will come. One will bring a smile to your lips before it brings a tear to your eyes.
Your lips. Your lips. Cut eight.
That's how it works when leaders derive their power from the consent of the government. From the consent of the governed.
Man, there are a lot of Freudian slips going on here today.
Say that.
God. First, it was George Bush talking about the brutal invasion by one man of Iraq. He meant to say Ukraine, and now this, the consent of the government. Wow. Cut nine.
And that's why NATO's open door has always been so important.
I didn't know they had an Oprah open door.
You get an accession. You get an accession. Everybody gets an accession.
Now, is this to an open door? Does she still own the place in Chicago, or did she sell that? Is this just an open door to Oprah's place in Hawaii that these people get to go? Cut one.
It's not only a beautiful day. This is, in my view and the view of my team, a momentous day. It's a very, very good day.
Why is that? Why is that?
When I was 74.
74.
78, whatever.
79. 79 going on 99. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, on Nantucket now. Listen to this. 5 days ago, premium gas was $5.88 a gallon. Now it's $6.94 a gallon for premium on Nantucket.
What are the beautiful people think about that?
It went up $1.08. They're not come. Well, they start coming tomorrow for the wine festival. Don't get me started.
They're going to be whining, all right? W H I N E, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, they don't know anything about it. Their drivers take care of all that. They're in the front. Their drivers in the front line, not the wine drinkers.
I know they got to bring it over onto an island, obviously, but I mean that's you'll be up to $7 next week on premium.
You know, I had to leave the island last week, and it was at $5.88, and I was close to empty. So I'll just get it when I come back. It didn't even dawn on me that it'd go up $1.08 in 5 days.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Bill. This is why John Kerry had to move away. He couldn't afford it anymore.
Putin's price strike.
Putin's price Reich. Thanks for the call, Bill. 844-500-4242. Cut four from Dementia Joe.
Today, my administration is submitting to the United States Congress reports on NATO accession for both countries so the Senate can efficiently and quickly move on advising and consenting to the treaty.
Accession? Accession?
It's a word.
Yeah, but I know it's a word.
It's the name of the process to get into NATO.
Okay.
Accession. Rather than nomination, it's an accession.
Okay.
Or recommendation.
Cut three.
It was out of the wreckage of World War II that NATO was formed.
The wreckage.
The
wreckage. It was a wreckage.
It was out of the wreckage of World War II.
It was out of the wreck age of the Edmund Fitzgerald. So long, it's been good to know you. All right. 844-500-4242. Cut 18. This is Fox News.
Gasoline prices are a big problem and will continue to be a problem because we have not entered the peak driving season months yet. In fact, this morning, JP Morgan comes out and tells clients they expect a regular gallon of gasoline to hit $6 a gallon by the end of the summer in August. So we're in for some more pain.
It's already $6 plus in California. You just heard Bill say for premium, it's close to $7 on Nantucket. 844-500-4242. More economic news. This is from CNN. Cut 19.
So asked folks to get a sense about how things are going in the U.S. And look at this, Aaron. 65% of Americans in our brand new CNN poll tonight say they are concerned about how things are going in the U.S. Only 4% excited, 10% optimistic. Even 1 in 5 say that they are scared.
They are scared. Are they scared or are they a-scared? 844-500-4242. Let's check in with Nina Jankowicz. She went on MSNBC. I guess this was, you could consider this her tryout.
Nana!
For MSNBC. And she's talking about how terrible she's been treated here. Let's play cut 11 first. This is, she's describing what a great person she is. And just because she's fallen for a few hoaxes over the years, all of which benefited Democrats and were bad for Republicans, this doesn't mean that she doesn't know the difference between misinformation, disinformation, and most importantly, malinformation. Cut 11.
Well, it was really overwhelming, Chris. I mean, frankly, you know, I have prided myself over my career of being a really nuanced, reasonable person. Again, as I said, I've briefed and advised both Republicans and Democrats. I admire some of the steps that the Trump administration even took to combat disinformation, including Senator Rob Portman and his bills against deepfakes and, you know, funding the Global Engagement Center at the State Department. So to say that I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context. And then beyond that, it wasn't just, you know, these mischaracterizations of my work, but it was death threats against my family. Over the last weeks, I have maybe had one or two days I didn't report a violent threat, something like, we're coming for you and your family. You and your family should be sent to Russia to be killed. Encouragement of me to commit suicide. All of those have been forwarded to the Department of Homeland Security's security services. And, you know, that's not something that is American. That is not how we should be acting when we have disagreements about policy in this country. I think we need to learn how to be adults in the room. And I don't have time for that childishness. I'm not going to let it silence me. I'm going to go forward and
sing
continue
some more songs for Mary
building awareness
Poppins
about this threat in the
make
future
up some more lies about Donald Trump and swallow some more nonsense about the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation. I want to believe Dr. Fauci when he says that we don't need masks. And then when he says masks are great, I want to put out that it's total disinformation to say that we don't need masks, even though the week before I said it was total disinformation to say that we needed masks. Yeah, she's very...
Please don't play that other cut of her.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. That was more than enough. You're right. I love it. Wildly out of context. That's a great phrase. That means it's true. That means everything they said was true. Just like they're taking a couple of things out of context. It's always out of context. That's when they've got you, we've got you with the tape, dead to rights with the tape. Then it's out of context. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least one Jace case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. That's spelled J-A-S-E, J-A-S-E. Go to jacemedical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off, jacemedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Hey, I was looking at the price of crude, and if you track the crude prices from about a year ago, the impact on the gallon of gas is less than a dollar. So I don't know where the rest of this money's going. I don't know if it's to motivate people to get electric cars. I can't afford one, but maybe some people can. But I don't know where the money's going, but it's going someplace. Somebody's making a lot more on the top of every gallon of crude. And that's, I can see the Russian situation be an impact in the price of the crude, but I don't know where the rest of it's going.
Well, I think the American oil and gas producers have cut back because of the way the Biden administration is acting. They've decided rather than put the more money into drilling no new pipelines are allowed to be built. So they just say, why should we do any more drilling when we don't know how we're going to transport the fuel to market? And then they have to deal with the specter of higher prices. It's there's just nothing good. They're exercising their fiduciary responsibility to shareholders by buying back stock and giving higher dividends. I don't blame them. I think they have to do that. And you don't know the future. I mean, you have these people in Washington. You know, they have position. They don't know anything. They're preposterous characters like AOC, the newly engaged AOC, or Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, voted for the Ukraine package today. So he's a total sellout from his old Bolshevik leanings.
Blah 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 blah.
But you know, they have positions of power, maybe not for long, but they do control them. So you got to wonder what the hell they're going to do in the future. I don't know. It's just quite a mess. They keep accusing Trump, even though he's not in office, of being a tool of powerful corporate interests and a puppet of Putin and all this stuff. None of this stuff was going on when he was president. Everything was affordable. Everybody was working. There was no inflation. Russia was chained up, basically under control. It's just so bad. 844-500-4242. Let's play the cut of Steve Ducey with Corinne. Peter Ducey, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm getting them wrong. Let's play cut number 12.
In that period, but the departments work across several administrations to address disinformation that threatens the security for our country is critical and will continue. So that work is going to continue.
So if it's pausing because you think the board was mischaracterized, then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation? Is that what's happening here?
Look, I mean, the board was put forth for a purpose, right? To make sure that we really did
make sure
really
the conservatives
address
were
what was
shut
happening
up
across the country when it came to disinformation. It's going to pause. There's been a mischaracterizations from outside forces, and so now what we're going to do is we're going to pause it, and we're going to do an assessment. But the work doesn't stop. We're still going to continue the work. The DHS is still going to continue the work.
Okay. The IRS is going to continue to harass people. The FBI will be monitoring parents going to school board meetings. The work of the deep state continues, and we'll be fighting misinformation and malinformation as well as disinformation. I'm Howie Carr.